I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. It was a day of mourning today in Cambodia. The country is in shock from the stampede that took the lives of more than 370 people yesterday. Hundreds more were injured. The stampede happened as panicked festival-goers on an island tried to exit through one narrow bridge. Authorities are still searching for bodies and trying to determine how the disaster unfolded. The BBC's Alastair Leithhead reports from Phnom Penh.
In daylight, it was hard to imagine the horror of the night before on this narrow, ornamental bridge. Hard to comprehend how many people died here so quickly. Investigators stepped between the piles of discarded clothes, shoes, and flip-flops scattered across the bridge. But at Phnom Penh's main hospital, the impact of the tragedy was unfolding. People searched a list of names, hoping to find relatives. This was a list of the injured, not the dead.
Well, out of the back of the hospital, there's a big row of wooden coffins here and big tents that have been put up where those people who've yet to be identified have been laid out with their faces showing so people can come in and try to identify them. And every now and again, someone comes across someone they know and they wrap them in an orange plastic bag and then place them inside one of the coffins and they take them away. It's astonishing the number of people who are killed in this.
These were the heartbreaking cries of the grieving. There were terrible scenes of loss, repeated over and over again. Hundreds dead, hundreds more injured, and harrowing stories from those who survived. There were many injured people, many dead people all piled on top of each other, said Kim Sri. She was trapped beneath them. I couldn't breathe and was losing consciousness, she said. They pulled me out just in time. Hundreds of people lined the courtyard of the hospital. Survivors, relatives of the dead and the injured. Sean New was at the festival with his family and, like those watching live on TV, saw the disaster unfold.
Oh, it was chaotic. People were panicking, you know, the crowd was screaming, the people on the bridge were screaming. No one knew what to do. And then, once the police were there and the military, they've actually started to pull people off the bridge. And then once the crowd disappeared from the bridge, we saw layers and layers of people on top of each other, bodies everywhere, and majority of the people were passed or unconscious, but there were a few that were seeking help.
Late in the day, a large group of monks came to the bridge to chant prayers for the dead. Cambodia has been through a lot of trauma and loss over the decades. And today, the Prime Minister said this was the worst tragedy since Pol Pot's Khmer Rouge era more than 30 years ago. Made even worse, striking amid the country's biggest festival and Buddhist holiday.
That's the BBC's Alastair Leithhead in Phnom Penh.